This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back. We have Dr. Truot here, and we're doing what's called Vid Radio on Genesis Network, and we have the amazing techs that are helping me with George and Dan, my regular board op here now. And we're sending it over to my board ops and people in New York with our Vimeo live stream, Facebook, and YouTube, and it's instantaneously being sent all over the world. You can watch the video actually screen on our websites, NutriMedical.com, ClayandIron.com, and Deagle Network. They're live anywhere, iPad, iPhone, or iPad, any form of Android in the world. That's really cool. And we're gonna go down and talk about the Magi right now and about the current SARS COVID-19 pandemic, because the violet ray machine, the Tesla violet ray machine that I've had now several years, research with Dr. Dan Weil, we just had on the program in the first hour. Talked about this. He's able to show the cancer markers go away, that it actually suppresses viruses, and in fact, the violet ray machine generates ozone, and you're going to soon, by I think next month, April, have a miniaturized, even battery-powered violet ray machine that'll generate ozone along with the the Selvito mat, which we marketed from Dr. Fisher in Germany, and the QRS mat, which I'm literally sitting on right now. These generate, combined with the ozone capacity of the violet ray machine, can make cancer markers go away and resurrect your mitochondria. I'll be using that in conjunction at our special trailers that we're working on, what's called CVAC, which is a low-pressure technology. Say you sit in this chamber, it can bring you to the Himalayan mountains for 30 seconds and bring you back down. It stimulates your mitochondria. So let's get into the Magi and talk about this, Dr. True. I'd like you to kind of mention all your work, because you're an amazing guy. You're interested to a lot of equations that you had and worked with Linus Pauling when you worked on your science doctorate. I don't think a lot of people understand exactly what's happening here, do they? They don't understand the nature of what's happening to our society and our world. In fact, they don't understand that we're heading toward a catastrophe that is already started with the pandemic, but there's all kinds of viruses on the run. The Zika virus, the new Marburg version of Ebola, etc. And these technologies, alternative technologies, are part of the solution to the problem, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I'm concerned more than anything, Dr. Bill, with the media response with this, to the point where I think common sense and reason is going out the window. I got to say that up front.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah, out front. There's no doubt in my mind that you're talking about common sense in terms of what the. Even the comments by the POTUS, this president, even the most obscene person like Nancy Pelosi and so on, unfortunately I have to agree with her, the comments by President Trump in the midst of this crisis are obscene, aren't they?
Well, I submit, and I know this doesn't sell product, and I don't care.
Well, you want to tell the truth. You want to tell the truth even if it offends people, because you have to.
Because look at the numbers coming out of the official numbers of the World Health Organization.
Right.
You've got, as of Friday, I'm not sure, I haven't checked the numbers today, but the point is the deaths are just under 3,000, okay? But you look at this, and this is a worldwide scope. They're counting deaths everywhere. Now here's the point. If you look at the total number of cases diagnosed, and that's the question is how they're even diagnosing, okay?
Right.
Do they really have a specific, coronavirus specific test? I don't think so. They're just kind of eliminating other things. So, be that as it may, we're talking about a 3% mortality rate, Dr. Bill. A 3%. Now, every year the World Health Organization puts out the total number of deaths from regular, what they call influenza. And this could be, the new strain this year, because every year it goes through a different metamorphosis, and so it's a different thing that you have to have a new flu shot every year for, right?
Right.
Well, look at the numbers, Dr. Bill. You're talking about 180,000 deaths and the mortality being 13% over this year. And that's about where it's always been, okay? in flu years, anywhere from 10 to 15% mortality. And look at the people that are dying from it. They're usually got underlying problems, conditions. They've got they've had operations on their lungs or such and such lung cancers, whatever. There's usually some underlying problems with most deaths. So what is this saying? What am I saying? Well, I don't get the hype to talk about canceling the Olympics and the,
well,
the hype.
Let me give you a few number of minor corrections here, because this is what I do all day and night. Okay. It's not a pandemic, it's an epidemic, which means it's just embedded in the population. So every year about 30 to 40% of the world population gets infected with the flu. The actual lethality rate is around 0.5% gets in, and that's if they get proper care like a ventilator or heart lung bypass, they're more likely to survive. But health resources are overwhelmed. So in the average in America, it's between 19 and about 25,000 to 35,000 die. But the actual lethality is about 0.5%. The other thing that's different about the flu is Norway has a very low what's called relatively R-naught, which means if you got the flu, it's not nearly as infected as it affects the person sitting beside you in a restaurant or whatever. This virus has been specifically weaponized to be super infective, and you can have the virus shed even before your PCR test is positive. And the lethality, if you got good medical care, is 3.1, which is about 6 times higher than the actual regular influenza. So it's about 6 times more lethal.
That's what the media is telling you, Dr. Bill.
No, it's not media. No, let me explain. I'm going to give you a little correction here. This is data that Deagle has from the Communist Chinese Party, from classified sources, from intel agents, etc. But here's what they've done. They created this super weapon, and I have all of the contacts, even right down to the genetics and the mapping and so on. The BSL-3 laboratory have had 4 interviews in the last 2 weeks alone with Dr. Francis Boyle. I've got all the internet papers. I've actually reviewed the papers from the sources that created this. We had our National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the FDA, the CIA, the National Institute of Health, etc., fund the research to create this what's called weaponized gain-of-function at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, BSL-3 lab. We helped the Chinese that purchased a weaponized HIV SARS from an animal lab in Australia, and we helped them to combine them at the Wuhan laboratory to create a chimera. Now, it's the same time they released 5G at 60 gigahertz, which causes anoxia. So if you've got somebody exposed to something that's going to interfere with oxygen with the 60 gigahertz frequency, and you release this weapon, and it turns out that, and this is according to Dr. John Campbell, and he's got actual numbers from every nation in the world. He's got emails. He's got like 9,000 listeners per day. And he's very brilliant, okay? And he's got the stats. 20.7% of the cases are serious. 79% are basically minor. You know, even children don't get very sick. But 20.7% are serious enough that they have to be hospitalized, receive nasal oxygen and or intubation and or heart-lung bypass. It's not a little minor thing. And they're suppressing the numbers in China because the communist regime is shutting things down. The national numbers that they're being sick or dead is probably 10 times more in China. But now it's starting to spread outside China because the Chinese are still suppressing it, because in 3 weeks, if these Chinese companies stayed out of business, 90% of them won't have enough money to stay in business. 90%. And 5 million Chinese companies supply 28.6% of the consumable goods for the world. We only make, in America, 18.6. So you have to look at it. It's not the same. It's apples and oranges. When this virus starts to infect, according to experts like the Hong Kong expert and other experts, not just the media trying to hype this, it's not going to be stoppable by conventional means. It will infect 70% of the world population. And even if you just take 3% lethality and you take 6 billion people, you're talking about 300 million deaths, okay? So it's not a minor thing, and it's not the same as the flu or any other bug. This is a weaponized nation slayer, and it has two effects. One, it reduces population. Number two, it forces to have medical martial law and shipping and forced vaccine. And the vaccines will also reduce fertility. Bill Gates has said this. He wants to reduce fertility with vaccines. So when we're looking at this, it's a completely different beast.
This is where I'm coming from, though, Doctor. But I'm not arguing those things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not arguing that it's weaponized. We all know that it's a chimera. We know where the organs
are. Right.
What I am arguing is that this is all an absolute media blitz to get us to line up like sheep for a vaccine. And that's what
exactly. Well, I don't believe in a vaccine. I won't take it. Now, what I want is what you have, what Dr. Dan Royal has, and what I have in my nutraceutical first line kit, so that we, number one, stop the virus from reinfecting someone else, prevent the virus from replicating in our body so our mitochondria don't die. Because what viruses do is they trigger your immune cells to drop free radicals and cytokines, and then your mitochondria die, and you die because you have dead mitochondria. People don't know that, right?
Yeah, here's the recent research in nutrition that I'm talking about. We're as a nation, the fact the world is so overloaded with carbohydrates, the structure of our cells, our mitochondria, is really already depressed and sick. So a virus, right, like anything else, is opportunistic. It's going to affect the people who have a DNA predisposition to this, who are already maybe pre-diabetic or full-blown diabetic. It's going to call the useless eaters. That's no doubt about it.
But you know what diabetes is? I went into medicine 48 years ago to find the cause of diabetes, and this year I'm publishing. You know what it is? It's your skeletal muscles losing the GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor, period. And when your muscles get so resistant, you can't put enough insulin to overcome that to shove sugar. Now, our diet in North America has rapid absorbed sugar. They call it the white bread glycemic index. If you had a slice of bread 110 years ago in, say, the West, it took you a day to digest it. Now, if you had a slice of white bread, it takes like 20 minutes and bam, all that sugar's there. But the sugar can't attach to your body proteins unless there is free radicals. It's a chemical reaction. Free radicals plus sugar equals glycation. So you're right. But the free radicals is what damages the mitochondria. And when your mitochondria die, you die. It's like your engine chokes and all your spark plugs don't work. Pretty cool, eh? Stay right there. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We want to hear your wisdom. Dr. Truat, back in a minute.
Nutrimedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Of the Magi up, and we have Dr. Truat here. So, Dr. Truat, you know, we agree on a lot of these things, and what we're seeing here now is, here's what Bill Gates wants to do. He wants to force vaccinate people, which will basically sterilize them. He wants them to submit so that they'll be forced by their governments under martial law. In fact, Donald Trump's already threatening to do some form of martial law to get more funding, but you know down the road what this maniac wants to do is he wants to force us to submit to forced vaccines and we won't be able to go out in public. Now, the vaccines have side effects. I have had vaccine experts on my show, and you calculate out the children vaccines they're now given in California, which are, by the way, state law, you don't go to school, you get 2,000 micrograms of aluminum in your body, which your body can't damn well get rid of. Even with good IV chelation, it can take you, and you have to do everything to mobilize the damn thing with pulse magnetic field, infrared sauna, and IV chelation, as well as oral chelation. So it is damaging the blood-brain barrier. It takes the spark out of a child's eyes, and it puts them at higher risk of autoimmune disease and cancer. Duh. And people don't get that. They don't realize that the government and these globalists have an agenda. They want to force us into their system. They want to force us into the chipping of the population. And I'm sarcastic. I say, what about if they just say, mandatory Velcro laws. We have to Velcro your damn cell phone to a body part or you go to jail or go to isolation. And they're going to chip your... Right? Go ahead.
I tell you what really set my blood to boiling this weekend was the pictures in the international media. This is not just our local national media. Here's Pope Francis trying to do a speech, and he's coughing and oh my God. And it just made he couldn't go on, and he didn't have them any more meetings with this high level.
Right.
He was so sick with him coughing fit. Well,
right.
The headlines in my local newspaper was the problem they're having with, and China is driving this, but also they want people not to go to church because they don't want congregations to congregate because that's where it could be really spread. They said that the Pacific Rim countries, starting with China, they're outlawing people to meet together to go to church, that you have to go and do church through your Skype connection if you do that.
Right.
Of course, they're putting in more. They said not a matter of if, but when it'll happen in America, where you can't even go into your church without having vaccination protocols proven through a chip. That is absolutely where we're heading with this.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. In fact, I knew this was coming because when I met in March of 2001 with the people I met in 97, because I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes, head of top secret clearance, working with the FBI, CDC, FEMA, and the Center for and the Infectious Disease Department on radiological, chemical, and biological terrorism, these agents were snickering like jackals that they're going to release a weaponized anthrax in New York City along with 9/11, the use of micronukes to demolish the World Trade Center. And I said, you guys are maniacs. They thought I was one of them, you know. That's why they're just snickering at this thing. I knew they were going to release a super plague, and they use it as an agenda to force chip and force vaccinate the population to sterilize us. And and if they can, eventually they want a chip so they can even hack into your consciousness, like this guy, Charles Lieber, that was working and gave information to the Chinese, and working with Elon Musk, so they can hack into your consciousness like pre-crime and know what you're thinking before you actually do an act. Right? Crazy, isn't it?
That's exactly what they're happening.
Then people say, well, how can you get that interface? They say you need 5 and 6G. You have this high bandwidth thing, and you have a helmet or a chip, say, in your head. They'll know what you're thinking before you actually do an action, open a door, or talk to somebody.
Yeah, and they'll be able to put thoughts in your mind. This is nothing new. There was even a 60 Minutes show on to put people into the equivalent of an electroencephalogram MRI, and they would absolutely, through the computer program, the MRI, put exactly into the person's brain exactly what they wanted them to think. And this was, I thought it was about 10 years ago when I watched that show.
Well, let me give you a little background. Back in 1982, I presented a lecture to the panel of biophysicists at the University of Calgary, Dr. Rollins and 43 scientists. In 1978, my first wife was dying of MS, so I wanted to do research at UCLA with Dr. Tortolot at Santa Monica and UCLA with the World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab. Now, I got accepted to do a neurology science doctorate and a special residency, but also to run the brain bank, but they also wanted me to work with DARPA. DARPA was using CRISPR technology, which people back then didn't even know existed because it's classified. And they were going to take female fetuses and upgrade their genetics to actin myosin from jackals that are 12 times stronger by weight than any other mammal on Earth, crushing force, lion or anything, nothing near a jackal. And they wanted them to have a non-liquid nitrogen magnetronic helmet to interface their brain directly to make them a cyborg bidirectional swarm. So they could see what they see, hear what they hear, and they could actually fire ordnances or weapons and become a nanotech body armor. We're talking about like superhumans. And I said, you can go to hell. I'm not going to do that because I'd already been working on converting digital data back almost 50 years ago on mainframe computers. I'm an expert on AI. It's one of my areas of expertise. I was working on AI. I was learning in program, non-linear program in Pascal PA1 machine language in the early 70s on mainframe computers. And because I'm an insomniac, I'd be on the computer center most of the night. They have 2 or 3 hours a night's sleep and keep going. I had to stop programming because I got in medical school in 73, 47 years ago. Right? So I'm going to tell you right now, these freaking maniacs who got limitless money because all the drug trade in the world, all the organ trade, which they tried to recruit me in 87 when I worked in Georgia at the burn and trauma unit, a cardiology trauma surgeon, wanted to recruit me to this network that works all over the world, including Ladai camps in China, India, everywhere, to buy organs after the tissue type people. People don't understand. They think, well, you just think you know everything. I said, well, I'm talking about it, I know it, okay? And you and I have been talking about this stuff for years, Dr. True. You understand, and I understand, that the reality is a lot nastier than people want to believe. And they want to attack the messenger, don't they? They don't want to believe that this is really happening, do they?
That's human nature. It's called cognitive dissonance. When you they said, no, it can't be that bad.
Well, one of the things that maybe it's a defect. I have two defects. I don't have a shut-up gene, unfortunately. I'm interrupting you now. But I also cannot deal with cognitive dissonance, which is why as a child, I could do things that other children thought was near impossible. I pulled a reel-to-reel tape recorder and a Swiss watch and put it back together at 4. And if someone says something, my brain goes, warning, warning, Will Robinson, I can't deal with something that doesn't make sense to something I already know is true. So because of that, I have what's called high curiosity. So I don't like to use the term IQ because I'm good at puzzles. So I got graded in grade 9. My IQ is so far above 200 they couldn't measure. So what? IQ is just a way of you conforming to their educational system so you reproduce the intellectual defecation of your professors or your pastors or whoever's trying to teach you. And if your defecation smells, looks, and tastes like the defecation of your maggot university professor or pastor, whoever they are, then you graduate or you're accepted into their crowd, right? The problem is if you have high curiosity and next you ask questions that open up your mind and empty it, then people don't realize that questions come from your soul. They come from your higher self. They come from God. They do not come from the physical mind. And dreams, in fact, also are your soul talking to your brain when you're asleep. And people don't understand this, that there's a higher self in us that's not only a spiritual self, we call our soul, but it's also the highest self, which is a seed atom of eternity in all of us. There's a seed atom or a little tiny portion of God in every one of us. And what people don't understand is the devil wants to take that away. And the way they do it is what's called the seed of what's called the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Now, people don't understand this, but I'm going to explain it again. Because all the globalists, all the politicians, that includes on the left, the Democrats, or on the right with Donald Trump, they're all the secret orders do good and evil. They don't just do evil, they do both. So they deceive you. And in fact, I mentioned this before when I prayed 3 years ago when Donald Trump got elected, said, God, is Donald Trump going to be the Antichrist and one to introduce it? Because I've said this in other shows, that I knew that the Matrix was coming from Falcon, Colorado. I was taken there supernaturally. 9 months of the day later, I was actually walking through the same facilities underground of the Matrix, the Cray Array. Now, this isn't open to opinion. People say, well, that's your opinion, Diggle. I said, no, my life experiences and my evidence and logic. I had an interesting discussion with a gentleman earlier today. He was one of our techie support guys over live stream, and he said, well, you can have an opinion without having to have evidence and logic. I said, no, if you walk into a court of law and you just gave your opinion with no evidence or logic, it would be thrown out, and they'd say, well, I'm sorry, you have no case, go home. Now, the problem is people nowadays, and that includes in our educational system or our churches, they can have an opinion. I said, you don't have an opinion. The word opinion means Latin, means you have evidence and logic, so if you had to indict somebody, you can get an indictment. But that's one of the reasons why I see most people that are my age, middle age or older, aren't dialoguing with young people because they've been taught not to think, but to react like an animal in a shocked, we call it a Skinner box cage. And if you disagree with them, it's like you're an apostate. It's weird, isn't it?
It is, no doubt.
adds this disturbing. We're going to be gone for just a minute, 2 minutes. We'll be right back. Stay right there, Dr. Drew. I'm going to give you more chance to talk now. But I want you to know, people, this is a brilliant man. He's taught me a lot of stuff. Dr. Truat's here, and the Magi and Mini Magi are here.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
And we have Dr. Chu out here. Dr. Chu, it's your turn to talk now. We have on the screen the Magi 432 Hertz. You developed this. You have the Mini Magi. Tell us all about it.
Well, yeah, thanks. It's always been interesting at what high-powered magnets do. But I've been a big fan of that since being taught by Dr. Potter about the role of magnetics and minerals, because they're both very interrelated. Dr. Pauling explained that he spent 3 decades during his Nobel Prize years exploring frequencies. In fact, he shared with me his 1944 paper on resonance. I think I shared that with you. I think yeah. I sent you that.
Yeah, you did send that. Now, I also have, by the way, papers from other sources I've had for decades, including Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute doing research and their team back almost 70 years now in Russia. That's why, for example, they wouldn't allow certain radio and TV stations to have more than a certain level of power. They had a release of a bioweapon at the Bioprepret facility about 220 kilometers from Moscow in the 70s, so they actually generated what's called harmonic resonant bomb to kill the virus because it had attuned to the resonant frequency of the virus, and it had a radial damming effect of the virus within 1,500 radio miles. The Russians have had this for 60 years. We have it, too. In fact, we know that the weapons that are hitting people that are in the embassies in Cuba are not Cuban weapons. They're Russian, and we have them as well. In fact, one of my NSA agents that I took care of 25 years ago, he said, "Hey, Deagle, come up the parking lot." I said, "Well, what the hell's that in your trunk?" He said, "That's a sat phone." I said, "Well, I thought you were retired." He said, "Nobody retires except if you want to retire you because you're ticking them off." In the 70s, they double tapped you with a 22 caliber to the forehead and they left ventricle. I said, "What?" He said, "But now we stopped doing that. Since the mid 70s, we hit you with a DEW or directed energy weapon to give you a cancer, heart attack, or stroke." Now you got to understand, all the electricity, including dirty electricity, in the last 100 years, we've had Dr. Sam Millam on the program. He's been researching it. He's in his 80s for 50 years. He brings oscilloscopes around. He's an MD and an expert on this. And he can show even the water under your home, if there's magnetite, can pull in toxic pollution. We now have Gwen Towers. Now we've got Smart Grid, which generates sparks and burns wires in buildings, but it generates electrotoxins I call E-toxins. And an etoxin works like this. If you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, it's the same as mercury inside your cells. Anything in the vertical label table of elements has the same harmonic resonant frequency, like zinc metalloenzymes, gets knocked out. And now when they want to move to 5G, it's really toxic. I mean, this is carrier frequencies. Why do they have the frequency of 2.1 gigahertz? Because it's the one that makes water heat up more with energy transfer and anything else. And guess what? It's the same frequency for baby monitors. Is that nuts or what?
Well, it is. Why the Magi? The Magi is an acronym for magnetic acoustic Gauss diffuser. We found that when we hit a specific frequency pulse with a grouping of magnets, which we've done, it creates a whole new magnetic Gauss field. This is a phenomenal. It's every time I show this to physicists and engineers, they look at me like, how is this possible? It shouldn't work.
I overdo everything, okay? I put my darn magnetic pad on my Magi. And I didn't wear a 15-minute hammer. I have to wear hours. And I started detoxing so fast. I was starting to detox so much old mercury from having amalgams in my mouth taken out 3.5-4 years ago that my urine was going changing color. I was thinking, oh, cripes. And I started having real bad symptoms. You can detox so fast with this, you can kill yourself. So I tell people, take it slow. If I tell people now, I said, start off 15 minutes a day with the thing on. You can wear it for hours after, but it has to be turned off. And you can actually have it turned on in your house, and it'll block EMF pollution and viruses like SARS coronavirus. This generates a resonant field that blocks EMF pollution and SARS. Isn't that cool? Just plug the damn thing in and turn it on and leave it, say, plugged by your bedroom or anywhere in your house. And for hundreds of meters, it blocks electro pollution and SARS coronavirus or any other virus, too, right?
We've had every single person. I'm talking about 100, not a large sample. I like to get 10 or 15,000 people, but there's 100 or so people that have been diagnosed with what's called EMS, electromagnetic sensitivity, which is now a treatable disease according to the Merck, right? So these people have very specific symptoms, buzzing in the ears, low energy, migraine, headache, even seizure in some cases. And every single one of them since about the middle of December have reported continuous. They've been very ecstatic about the results, and it's still ongoing. You know, we were hoping that, well, maybe you would work for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then taper off. No.
This is amazing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it gets them better, and it goes back, like you said, in the first part of the show, Dr. Bill, it's strengthening the mitochondria. The mitochondrial structure that the minerals need to process into what's called the Golgi complex of the cell, it must have magnetics, and it must have an energy signature to do that well. So what you said is so right on point. Whether it's the Wi-Fi signals, whether it's the smart meter, the phone, the 4G, or even now the 5G, what's happening is this flat-out disrupting the ability of the mitochondria. Some people aren't going to have an effect right away. Some people, it might take 6 months, 7 months, okay? But some people will start getting very, very ill very, very quickly, okay? We think, again, I don't want to make any medicinal claims here, but we put these out, the first 104 units out in a controlled kind of a pilot program test, an alpha test, just to see. And we had a few problems, as you know, with the magnets being so powerful, stretching and folding up on each other. But it was funny because the people that had those, we had to return it to us, and we replaced them. Their symptomology came roaring back the 10 days they were absent with the unit.
Right.
They reported to me and then said, "My goodness, we surely didn't thought it might be a placebo, but no." No.
This is a powerful technology. Now we have other technology. We have the Sonic Life that can actually generate specific frequencies, but this is the simplest one to use. And the Mini Magic is really cool. I mean, it's about a third the size, with a nice little strap. It kind of looks cool, and you put it on your sacrum, and it covers the entire body. The sacrum is actually the sacred bone. You should call it sacred bone rather than sacrum. And you mentioned this in lecture you've done recently. what people need to understand, we have a whole range of technology. We've got the Magi, the Mini Magi, we've got the Sonic Life, we've got the Pearl M Plus, the Pro Gen 3. You have sponsored and brought in from Germany for years the QRS mat, which we brought in, and we can sell those that are great. I have one right now I'm sitting on. It's the next generation of the Cell VDAL. You sell the photon sound beam, and in April you'll have a miniaturized version of it. Tell us about some of the other technology that's available and how people can use it at our clinics. So there's doctors listening, and we'll help them on that, won't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I told, and he's the first to say this, sometimes there's so much out there that it's not that it's wrong or bad, but it's confusing to a lot of people.
Well, even if you're in it, for example, he's upgrading to the Cell VDAL chair from Dr. Fisher too, who's a master at this. He's been in most of the quantum technology over the last 30, 40 years.
And that chair, with all due respect to Dr. Fisher and his incredible work, is very pricey. Even for a Dr. Royal and his foundation, you're talking about figures, $100,000+.
Oh yeah, you don't need that. This little device here, which is under $1,000, $795, is more powerful than even I have one over here, about 6 feet from me, a machine I've had for about 10 years. It's a pulse magnetic field machine with electrodes that are so powerful. You can put it near your foot or leg, and your leg will jump. It was a foot away, okay? So it has that much effect on neuromuscular junctions. And the harmonic frequencies of this little Magi device that you charge up is more powerful by 1,000 times. And now it doesn't make you jump, but it makes your cells jump. It actually activates your zeta potential. It detoxifies you. And you don't have to invest in tune with it. You have to tune it up or down. It's tuned to the base resonance of all the minerals and turn on all your genes. It's really amazing, isn't it?
And then it's neat. I saw a little 18-month-old toddler who is sort of having a lot of reactions, sort of having seen. I talked with the father. In fact, they actually attended the little church.
Right.
Was doing. Here's this little guy, and he's got what looks like rosacea, all breaking out all over his body. He's got it. The doctors say he's got an immune response that's overwhelming him, and he went into full-blown grand mal seizure. Well, this kid, I think, is having some major reactions to the electromagnetic spectrum because it's,
right.
They just put a cell phone tower up for close to a house.
Yeah, exactly. These things are insane. I mean, they're literally to sterilize and dumb down and control the population by hacking even into your cortex. Because you remember, your cortex and your brain is an electromagnetic computer. People don't understand that. You can't have these systems set up. Right?
So, I told them a little bit. I said, here, try this little pad on it. You know, try it, see what happens. Well, so far so good. He's had it just about 2 days, 48 hours, and he's doing really well. Well, I think it's those type of things. You know, we just want to be able to help people live a good life. These little ones shouldn't have this problem.
Now, when would you recommend that they get, say, the Cell VDAL mat or the photon sound beam? There's a new merger. When is that, for a clinic primarily, or is it somebody that an individual home should get that?
Oh, absolutely. The QRS mat, the drawback with the Cell VDAL or the QRS mat, they're fantastically effective. You know that.
No, I have one.
Especially the Cell VDAL and what Dr. Royal's been doing with the photon sound beam combination. It's definitely for anybody and everybody to use. Every home should have at least one. That's my thing. But again, they're relatively expensive. The Cell VDAL, you're pushing $4,000 plus. Is it a good investment? Absolutely it is. But the drawbacks are, it's pretty much, once you set it up, you got to keep it there. It's not mobile. It's not portable.
Right.
Your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
So, basically, the only situation where you recommend that people, like at non-clinics, purchase it, they get, say, if they have cancer or they're trying to fight cancer and want to activate their macrophages, if they're trying to take a stem cell therapy, like, let's say, a stem cell injection IV or whatever, then I'd say get the Selvedo mat and the photon sound beam. But if you're just doing detox, you take the Magi pad, take our Kilo Max and our UltraZeolite, the xenoestrogen detox to present the xenochemicals in our life support and SEM ethyl. Take our power muscle B12 and superfolate TR, which is a methylcellulose release of 5,000 micrograms of activated folic acid. And the combination, and it's affordable, you can do it. I want people to do it at home. I want them to not have a big clunky machine they have to park somewhere and they can't use it if they're mobile. The mini Magi is even more portable. You put it around your waist and nobody knows even know you have it. What is that? Is it a backpack? It's a little pad, a little black pad inside a little device. And you can be out there, and if you have it turned on for half an hour a day, you can turn it off and just wear the magnet pad, and it'll help to stimulate your body to raise the zeta potential, detox you, and block electropollution. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I just caution people not to wear it on the commercial airlines. You could get some problems. We had one research doctor that took it on the plane with him in December, and it was not good. The co-pilot came back and said, whatever you're doing, sir, you need to stop it. And he basically confiscated it for the duration of the flight because it was interfering some way with their black box technology or something. But that is what's happening. When you got to realize when this is pulsing, the actual radio frequency that it puts out is about, 800 square feet in circumference. We measured it. And so, if you're sitting in first class, you're definitely going to have some interference with the cockpit instrumentation.
So, in other words, if you have it in your home, it's going to cover most of your home, all of your home.
Yeah, correct. And see, when people, we've had people that have had to buy almost a Faraday cage type of thing to even get some sleep at night, because there's become one family was had a cell phone tower go in just about a kitty corner away from them, and after that went out, even the husband, who thought this was all a bunch of hooey, started getting chronically ill, and only relief they could get to sleep through the night is to put up this shielding material in the room, kind of like a surplus shawl type of material.
Yeah, we have that. We have a thing called LCMF, so you can get that, but it's expensive, and it's only partially effective, isn't it?
Yeah, and he said it helped a little bit, but they would wake up after about 2 hours of sleep with nausea and extreme dizziness, like they were having the flu constantly. And they would go, he said they went out to like a week or 10 days out in the country camping or doing, you know, whatever in a motel room, and they have none of it. So they knew it was something to do with their house. And they had no system, so they put the darn tower up. Well, what I'm saying is when they actually got two Magi, one of the mini Magi's and one of the full size, and keeping them going as they're plugged in, he says, man, we are sleeping great.
I have a mini Magi at my desk beside my computer. I have my other one in my bedroom. And I can tell you, it's transformative. I'm electrosensitive. Now, people don't realize everybody, and there's various experts on this, have done tissue biopsies and electron microscopy. Everyone, every life form is electrosensitive. Now, 40% are going to have symptoms, vary from either mild to really, really severe. Some people are so electrosensitive, they just feel so awful, they can't go to any place with high Wi-Fi or a lot of the, you know, digital communications going on in a shopping center or downtown. This neutralizes that. It's amazing,
well,
isn't it?
Also seems to be doing something else. Some of the other testimonials we got that were unsolicited was when I, and this is with the mini Magi, this one fellow says, I wore it. I'm finding that when I'm wearing this regularly, even when it's not pulsing, it's the magnet.
Yeah, it's magnet.
My brain capacity is so much improved. He says, well, you think that's that accurate? I says, well, absolutely. What do you think your brain impulses are? They're radio. They're electromagnetic frequency pulses.
How many mitochondria do you take in each astrocyte, just to ballpark it?
Oh, I have, gosh, I have
Half a million. In a Purkinje cell in the back of your brain, in your cerebellum, 3 to 5 million per cell. Guess what? They're all electromagnetic little device engines making energy, and if they're not working properly, they generate free radicals. You're as old, I'm going to use this analogy. The moment they cut the umbilical cord, you start to die because you don't have the building blocks. But guess what? You're as old as your mitochondria. If you got really good looking mitochondria and your cells are energetic and you get rid of old cells with old damaged mitochondria because you have the FOXO2 gene, guess what? You're going to live long. It's when you start accumulating damaged mitochondria, you get in trouble. And that's the Magi, by the way, helps your body clear old damaged cells and mitochondria and generate new ones, doesn't it? It's mitochondriogenesis.
Well, we haven't had a lot of this reported. We only had three people that had the Magi, but they got it for a spouse that was suffering from dementia/Alzheimer's.
Right.
And three out of three have reported and major improvements in memory. And
right. Now, if they take my supplements on top of the Magi, they're going to get better faster and have the building blocks to rebuild them, like my Red Deer Velvet, Oncomycin, Cognition Plus, Brain Power, all the things that actually restore neurotransmitter levels, like our mood energizers, cell tyrosine, and the B vitamins and S-methyl. When you get the building blocks, plus you have the signal I call signal, which is your fancy little machines like the Magi, plus substance, meaning our nutriment. And I want people to know this. The monatomic minerals we have under a monatomic list are your minerals plus your liposomes. Now, you just sell, you're a purist, you sell just the minerals like we had designed with Linus Pauling 20-some years ago. And you made a special liposomes that can superabsorb things, but you didn't combine them. That's all I did when I made my NutriSilver or my thing called Indium Me, because Indium is in all 18 populations that live over 100 years, 100 times more centenarians, have indium in their diet. Guess what? Our indium is your indium plus liposomes that you've made. But you didn't do it. You just had the indium straight. Well, same with our silver. Our silver is your silver plus your liposomes. Now, nobody does that. And this is way more powerful than colloidal silver. You're killing viruses and amplifying not only the killing capacity in your macrophages, but also causes suicide of pathogens. They commit energetic suicide, bacteria and viruses. They kill themselves, don't they?
That's absolutely what happens, and we've actually combined our zinc with the silver. Zinc has very much antiviral
properties. And we have those, by the way, on our website. We have the liposomal zinc with your monatomic minerals and the liposomes. Now, we have other minerals that are Albion chelate, and our vitamin mineral max minerals plus, and those are great to get the basic levels into your body because they bypass the ion channels. You need bioactivated nutrients that jump the gene defect, because everybody's got gene defects, or they have to persist. You know, like, for example, you want a persisting level of vitamin C. Our vitamin C, Power C Plus, is nothing like it. Our curcumin, our Cell Defense Plus, our new, basically, Cell Defense Curcumin Gold Powder, we're bringing it from India. So what I've done is I've searched over the world to get the very best products I've designed or I can private label and assemble them together with technology like your Magi, which you developed, Your engineer, I think, he used to work for the military, didn't he? He was an electronic engineer that designed this?
Yeah, Skilling was. He came up with the actual circuitry to do the pulsing that he combined with the Tesla violet ray, and that's what, you know, basically where we got it from.
Yeah, because didn't he work on the violet ray machine years ago, resurrecting it? And, of course, because the powers that be didn't want you to do that, you got yourself in a little trouble legally because the government started to freak out, oh, my gosh, this guy's doing alternative medicine. He's going to heal people that we're not going to be able to basically, act like we call financial vampires and suck all the money out of all the citizenry, right?
Well, yeah, and our test that we were doing, this was all a research study over about 18 months. I did a live radio show when I was explaining the technology. So we had people that basically had said, well, there's nothing else doctors can do. They're giving up on me, whether it's a case of very, very bad warts or what have you, okay? They just said, we can't do anymore. These are the people that came to say, well, what can you do for us? And my goodness, it started, I mean, it really, really started to make a difference. And the point is, if we hadn't been successful, if we weren't making a dent, we would never have been attacked because, they're just, it's just a bunch of phooey. It's a bunch of woo. It's quackery. They'll go the way of the
devil. You know what the thing is? This can be proven with testing. For example, I had a discussion yesterday with someone who thought they were an expert in something. I'm not going to mention their name. And they mentioned that they have technology, the CVAC, that, you can't measure these other markers. You can measure hemoglobin A1C. And they think it's just sugar spontaneously attached to the proteins. They said, really, do you understand the chemistry of how glycation happens? And then, of course, they try to pretend they know. And I'm thinking, no. I said, look, I measured for decades 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine, a pyrimidine that measures the markers of oxidization of free radicals oxidizing your guanosine. I worked with Dr. Nurin Shmerov going back almost 30 years ago. The Russian Academy worked in Sloan Kettering in New York. He said, Dr. Deagle, how do you know all this stuff? I said, I've been extremely curious for 5 decades in medicine. What the hell do you think I know? And then when I talk to my colleagues that they're experts in cardiology or neurology, they know almost nothing. It's scary. People say, well, I trust my doctor. I said, trust him in your golf game and your dinner choices, but do not trust him over your body. Please.
I really don't know this. And frankly, my doctorate's in nutrition, and what I was taught in the 90s, early 90s, it's now being supplanted. I was taught carbohydrates are good for you. It's a good thing, especially natural carbs, that are complex. Now the research is proving that the protein, animal proteins, animal fats that are not altered, by chemical processes are actually, the biblical, when God says, we should eat meat. I mean,
exactly. Well, when you overwhelm the mitochondria with sugar, they create sparks. Sparks can damage mitochondria. Dead mitochondria means a dead you. Pretty interesting, hey?
Yep. And so, I admit when I've been wrong and been misled.
Oh yeah, because you're curious. You're willing to empty your mind of preconceived ideas and ask better questions and seek wisdom and the truth. Thank you, Dr. Truot. Amazing show today. Go to NutriMedical.com. We have these down under epigenetic frequency. The Magi, Mini Magi is available. $7.95. We have also separate pages, and you can buy it with a bank draft, money order, a lease for the Selvito mat, QRS mat, photon sound beam, etc. They're all available. Thank you, Dr. Chu. We will be back in just a moment with our next show here. We'll be back in a moment, so take care, everybody. We'll be back in a minute with the next hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.